Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Overall, we are really pleased with the results for the financial year. The business has performed strongly despite ongoing challenges from coronavirus, and the team has done an absolutely outstanding job in delivering those results. Our priority through the crisis has been to protect jobs, to look after people's health and well-being, and that has put us in a brilliant position to bounce back as we've seen COVID restrictions lifted. So the team, as I said, has done a fantastic job. Against that backdrop, we've delivered strong revenue growth in our rail technology business. We've also delivered good growth in our data analytics and GIS business. And that's been underpinned by a number of large contract wins. So we've won large contracts in safety and risk management software, in remote condition monitoring in North America, and also in smart ticketing. And alongside that, we currently have a record pipeline of new opportunities and a number of large ongoing contracts. So overall, a really pleasing year. We've continued to invest in technology. We've continued to invest in our people, and we feel in a really strong position moving forward.
We're reporting a strong set of financial results with growth in revenue and in profit, despite some of the challenges that the pandemic has continued to throw at us. Overall revenue for the group was up by 4.7% to £50.2 million. And that's despite continuing to see some reduction in activity levels in some of our end markets as a result of the pandemic. And those were principally the delay repay business on the rail side and the events and traffic data businesses on the data analytics consultancy and events side. In total, those three businesses delivered revenue that was £2.1 million lower than the prior year. And that's incremental to the roughly £10 million COVID impact we estimated in FY20. Across the rest of the group, we saw organic revenue growth of 8% after adjusting for the benefit from acquisitions. And that was particularly strong in the rail technology and services division, where organic growth was 10.9%. And within our revenue numbers, we see a high amount of recurring and repeat revenues. And by that, we mean revenue under annual software license and maintenance contracts, as well as regularly repeating contract revenue under framework agreements or significant large contracts. Across the group as a whole, that was roughly 56% of our total revenue for FY21. And within the rail technology and services division, that increases to 70%. From a profit perspective, adjusted EBITDA was up by 24% to £13 million, which reflects the increased share of the higher margin rail software revenue and also the positive benefit from the cost reduction actions that we took in response to the pandemic. Our balance sheet remains strong, and at the year end, we had £25.4 million of cash with no debt and no deferrals. And that gives us a really strong platform to continue to invest in the business. And a key part of that investment will always be acquisitive growth for Traxys. And in this calendar year, we've completed two acquisitions. So in February, we acquired Flash Forward, which has been integrated within our consultancy business. And then at the start of November, we acquired the Icon Group, which is integrated with our data analytics GIS offering. And that M&A activity will continue to be a key part of our growth strategy going forward. This slide shows the revenue contribution from our various product groups as a percentage of total group revenue. So starting with rail software, we've seen good growth in our rail software product suites, which is partly driven by a number of key contract wins during the year. And we're also seeing a high level of development under license work, which will contribute to further recurring revenue streams in the future. And this part of the group includes our operations and planning product software. It includes our safety and risk management software, and also includes our customer experience product offering, which includes smart ticketing. And we're seeing high levels of activity here with a record pipeline for future growth. Moving to remote condition monitoring, we saw a record level of revenue in this part of the group. We've seen continued high demand from our UK customer base with an increase in the installed base of loggers. And during the year, we won a contract with a North American transit agency for the supply of both hardware and also installing an enterprise-wide installation of our Centrix data acquisition software. In terms of data analytics GIS, we're seeing continued high activity levels in the UK as well as in Ireland. And that includes a new product that was released in the year, which helps water utility companies to regulate the use and the reuse of biosolids in agriculture. And as I mentioned earlier, this part of the group has been enhanced with the acquisition of Icon at the start of November. The traffic data and events businesses are the part of the group where we have seen some reduction in activity levels as a result of COVID, and revenue levels for FY21 here were significantly lower than we'd normally expect. That was softened somewhat by winning some additional work on the event side of the business to help to run COVID test and vaccination centres. And as COVID restrictions have been eased, we are seeing activity levels in both markets increase, and we expect that will continue to a full recovery through FY22. Turning finally to Transport Insights, overall revenues here were roughly at similar levels to the prior year. This part of the group has been boosted by the acquisition of Flash Forward in February, which we have integrated with our existing rail consultancy and passenger analytics businesses to create a combined Tracsis transport consultancy offering, which now reaches right across the Tracsis group. And we're seeing an increased pipeline of opportunities in this part of the business.
We have focused our growth on five key areas. Four of those are product related and are in rail technology and services. And one is in capability, which is around data analytics and GIS. So really around exploiting big data and everything that goes with that. So in the four rail areas, we've seen really strong progress this year, which has culminated in a current record pipeline of opportunity. So to give some summary of that, we have continued to deliver Trax Enterprise, which is our big end-to-end enterprise software product. And we go live with two train operators in the new year. And we have a significant pipeline of new opportunities in procurement. We secured a big multi-year contract win for RailHub, our risk management and safety platform. We have secured important remote condition monitoring contracts in North America. And we had a record year last year for that business, which reflects the interest in that technology and what it brings to the industry. And we have just recently secured a new smart ticketing contract, which gives us increasing confidence in our pay-as-you-go smart ticketing platform. So all of that's fantastic, and we're in a great position. And then on our data analytics and GIS side, we've continued to see good organic growth with that business moving into the UK market. And we have just recently completed the addition of Icon Group via acquisition, which enables us to bring Earth observation capability into the group. So all in all, really strong progress, and that puts us in a great position moving forward.
We completed the acquisition of the Icon Group at the start of November. And Icon is a Dublin-based business which specialises in Earth observation, in GIS, and in spatial analytics. And it fits really nicely with our existing data analytics GIS business, Compass Informatics. And those two businesses will be integrated together to create a Dublin-based data centre of excellence for the group. Icon enhances our capabilities in Earth observation, which is really about using satellite imagery to monitor the physical, chemical and biological performance of systems on the Earth's surface. And the combined business will be really focused on delivering a big data service to customers across a number of regulated industries. So we're really pleased to welcome Icon to the Tracsis Group, and it absolutely fits with our strategy of acquiring businesses that have got a high tech element and a high level of recurring revenue streams.
The outlook for the new financial year is very positive. We continue to invest in the growth of the business, and our strategic growth plan remains unchanged. So that will see us invest in both organic growth and in further acquisitive growth across the group. The reason we are so confident is that the UK government, through the William Shapps Review, has just outlined the strategic direction for the future of the UK railways. And that very closely aligns with the products and services that Tracsis supplies. So that change is a great opportunity for us to continue to innovate and be the market leaders in what we do. Of course, with any change, there always comes the risk that as the industry transitions to a new structure, that there might be some procurement delays. But overall, we're really confident in what we have and what we can achieve. In addition to that, we're seeing a really strong post-COVID recovery from our events and traffic data business. And that's huge testament to the team who've worked really hard over the past 18 months to continue to build on the historic success of that business. So overall, we're really confident in the future direction of the group.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.